Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I'm your host, Matt Tardio. Today's episode is being brought to you by Rocket Money. We've got Antifa in downtown Portland, and Donald Trump is tired of it. He's tired of these ICE agents being attacked. I think the, three detainees getting killed inside Dallas, Texas the other day, just on the cusp of like what happened to Charlie Kirk, is kind of lighting a fire underneath the federal government's butt to do something about it. So Donald Trump today announced that Antifa was pretty much going to be done because he's sending in federal troops down into Portland, Oregon, in order to crush their souls. And you'll never guess what? They are already planning a brand new riot against Donald Trump. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what the governor is saying, what the freaking mayor, everybody else. And we're going to actually take a look at the actual crap that's came out of these politicians' mouth. Because believe it or not, it's quite a bit of stuff that they've already been spitting out with this announcement only being a couple hours old. Gavin Newsom's office, for example, is out of freaking control. But before we get into that, ladies and gentlemen, before we do into that, I got a feeling that you might need to be cleaning out your subscriptions. And Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your overall savings. It's absolutely an amazing thing that everybody needs to be able to get in there and get behind because it does help you clean everything out of your subscriptions. They're one of the most annoying things when you just start getting charged and charged and charged again. If you've got a goal and you'd like to save for it, Rocket Money can analyze your accounts to find the best time each month to put extra money aside. Rocket Money's 5 million members have saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions with member savings up to $740 a year when they use all of the app's premium features. Absolutely insane how much money you can actually save by doing that. So cancel all of your unwanted subscriptions today and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/rob today. That's rocketmoney.com/rob. rocketmoney.com/rob. Get rid of those unwanted subscriptions, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody needs those things in their lives. Let's take a look at what Donald Trump had to say. At the request of Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem, I am directing Secretary of War Pete Hegseth to provide all necessary troops to protect war-ravaged Portland and any of our ICE facilities under siege from attack by Antifa and other domestic terrorists. I am also authorizing full force if necessary. Thank you for your attention on this matter. Holy crap, that's huge. I don't think people realize just how ridiculously huge of an announcement that is that Trump actually stated that. Why? Because at the end of the day, he's authorizing federal troops to use full force. That's going to be including lethal force, ladies and gentlemen. Now, contrary to popular belief, lethal force is always authorized when you're a member of the military, but most of the time it's for self-defense. What we're talking about here on this one is actually going to be a defense of federal property. Old Man Weiss in the House gifting out a Speak the Truth membership. Thank you very much, sir. That's what he ended up putting out. And you would think that that would be met with some, yeah, the whole cooked ice cube thing. He actually, yeah, ice. Dude, we're going to get there in a second. Look, feds out of Portland, ICE out of Portland, an increased amount of militarized federal agents have descended on Portland. Tell Trump we want them gone. Rally at the ICE facility. There's the address, Sunday, 9/28 at 4 p.m. If this is reminding you of what took place in L.A., it should. There's a reason I am bringing this up, and there's a reason I'm showing you guys this, because these federal troops being sent in to Portland is going to piss off Antifa. Like it's weird. It's like the liberal hub of the world over inside of Portland and up inside of Seattle, Washington. It's where these Antifa people are flipping bread. I swear to you, if you live in the Northwest, stop breeding with these people. They are insane. Like you were not doing the world a service. All right. They are setting up right now to be able to go down there. So what does that mean and what's out there? Well, the White House also ended up listing this today, which is huge. I know I'm just going to read over some of you. This is a list of what they call their political agitators. Now, before you think that like this is something insane for the White House to be releasing and talking about, it's absolutely not. I understand it's very tiny on your screen what you guys are seeing. I'm going to go over some of these. Governor Tim Walz smeared ICE as the modern day Gestapo. Gavin Newsom called him the secret police, calling them authoritarian and proclaiming the right to push back. Representative Robin Kelly called them the Gestapo and a betrayal. I mean, dude, this whole thing is just insane. Senator Elizabeth Warren claimed ICE is intentionally stoking fear and tearing communities apart. Representative Hakeem Jeffries implored people to fight the Trump administration in the streets and declared ICE agents will be unsuccessful in protecting their identities no matter what it takes. This list goes on and on and on. So yes, when we start talking about people actually being shot over at these government facilities, people going after them, when we actually see violence in the streets that's actually taking part. And after Trump announces, you know what, we're not going to deal with this crap anymore. We're going to send in federal troops to protect federal property. Wait till you see what our government reps decided it would be a good idea to come out with. Now, here's a statement made not too long ago by the Oregon governor, Tina Kotek, all right, when she's talking about what her thoughts on President Trump sending troops into Portland are.
In my conversations directly with President Trump and Secretary Noem, I have been abundantly clear with them that Portland and the state of Oregon believe in the rule of law, and we can manage our own local public safety needs. There is no insurrection. There is no threat to national security.
She might be eating those words in a couple minutes, just throwing that out there.
And there is no need for military troops in our major city. Military service members should be dedicated to real emergencies. The members of the Oregon National Guard, their mission is to stand up and protect Oregonians, and they will do that every day, but they are not needed in the city. They are not needed here. In my
Oh, she's going to eat those words, ladies and gentlemen. Wait till you see some of the footage I have for you off the Portland streets, including a tour bus being torched. Because they thought it belonged to some ICE agents. That probably wasn't the best thing to do. Fox McCloud says, send nudies, not hate, Mahatma Gandhi. I don't think that was a quote from Gandhi, man. I don't think Gandhi actually called for that. You know, we've got Stephen Miller, Governor Newsom's office, by the way, as we go and we look in on this. Governor Gavin Newsom has been going off on like violent rhetoric all day long over the last several days. Stephen Miller is a fascist. Now, why is that important? Why is it important that Stephen Miller is calling him a fascist? Well, maybe some of the writing on some of the casings that were found at the Dallas ICE shooter referenced fascism. And so when you're labeling people as fascists and you've already gone out and said that you have a right to fight back against the federal government, and all of a sudden we have people being shot in the streets and we have a governor of California coming out calling people fascists on social media, yeah, it's a bit of a problem. Here's the Portland mayor. Let's hear what he's got to say about all this.
President Trump has directed all necessary troops to Portland, Oregon. The number of necessary troops is zero in Portland and any other American city. And let me repeat that. This is an American city. We do not need any intervention. This is not a military target. The president will not find lawlessness or violence here. I've been so deeply disappointed to see the footage from a half decade ago recycled and then recycled again.
Footage from a half decade ago? I don't think so, pal, because I got some new footage coming up today for you guys of some of the stuff that takes place. Now, these nut jobs have been actually sharing footage from like multiple politicians' office over in Oregon saying that Portland's peaceful and that they don't need it. And you're going to see some of that here in just a little bit of what they're sharing. And then you're going to actually see what's been going down over inside of Portland. Matter of fact, right now, I'm actually looking at booking my butt a flight because I already know how this is going to turn out. So I want to be over there on the ground covering this stuff for you guys over the next couple days because I think we all know it's going to be a poop show. But let's go ahead and get back into that. Oh, and by the way, as far as his statement of like federal troops don't have to go in the National Guard and so on and so forth and Oregon National Guard, this is why the president has the ability to federalize the National Guard. All right. So Oregon takes money from the federal government. They send their troops through federal training so that all of that can happen. They get funded by the Fed so that they can actually get federalized when stuff like this is going down. Scott Rowe says Antifa about to FAFO. I totally agree with you on that. Let's see here. We've got High Desert Marine says this will turn into actual urban firefights. Yeah, I do believe it might actually be the case over in Portland. Iron Dog says this is the only channel I pay for. Speak the Truth, really a quality product. Thank you very much for that. And of course, can't forget Sky God coming in, gifting out 20 Speak the Truth memberships right when I kick the sucker off. Let's keep it going.
If President Trump came to Portland today, What he would find is people riding their bikes, playing sports, enjoying the sunshine, buying groceries or produce from a farmer's market, as the governor had noted. On Monday, I will gather with a dozen regional mayors to sign a joint statement modeled after that of Mayor Brandon Johnson of Chicago, who received the same...
Oh, that's important. Talking about Chicago, because I'm about to show you guys some stuff out of Chicago in a little bit here. So as he's talking about Chicago and how well they're doing, you remember that, because I got some stuff coming out for you from Chicago to show you how those ICE facilities are working out.
Ugly threat of military deployment, as Portland now has. Like Mayor Johnson's executive order, our statement will be one of values of caring for our community and caring for each other. And that's what we need right now, not occupying troops. Again, I am so deeply disappointed with the federal government's irresponsibility. At the end of the day, this may be a show of force, but that's all it is. It's a big show. And after big show, everyone goes home, and that's what I want to happen here today. In Portland, we have a long and proud tradition of peaceful protests. We have a long and proud track record of being at the forefront of positive social change.
How many of you guys think that Portland has been at the forefront of peaceful protest? It's literally the breeding ground of Antifa. It's where it all comes from. And as he sits back and he says that it's an occupation, I want you to think about the words and the virtue signaling that's going on with that. When he says that the federal government is about to occupy Portland, and what he forgets is that there is federal property inside Portland, and that the city of Portland, the state of Oregon, they've all failed to actually properly protect that federal property. So we're going to get into that here in just a minute as well. But yeah, it's definitely not the mecca of peace in the Northwest. That's for dang sure. Somebody asked for an over under for whether or not live rounds are going to be brought out there. 100%. 100%. Yeah, and on top of that, you're also going to go right back to watching the fireworks and all that other crap, throwing explosive and incendiary devices at these federal troops. You guys watch. Eric Torgensen says this guy eats wieners. Yes.
There are new risks today. Risks that we do not yet fully understand. The administration has refused to elaborate on what they mean when they say they will deploy full force against our city and citizens. I will also say this, avoiding the unknown element.
Are you really that ignorant to not understand what he means by full force? That means everything possible within the letter of the law will be used. That means if you use a lethal threat, which maybe these Antifa terrorists need to understand, that when you throw Molotov cocktails at an occupied building, that is lethal force. And I personally would like to see lethal force used against Antifa terrorists using lethal force against our federal government that's actually doing its job, the elected officials doing the job for which they were elected to do, and law enforcement officers actually enforcing the law. You don't get to throw Molotov cocktails at freaking buildings and explosive devices because you don't like them enforcing the law. If you don't like the law, you change it. If you don't win the election, you don't get to cry like a bunch of commies and throw Molotovs at freaking federal troops. Michael Nickerson says they just send Antifa to destroy other states and cities. Dude, it's so bad. I saw no BS. I saw multiple. I wish I would have taken pictures of it when I was over in Tel Aviv. I saw multiple Antifa tags on buildings inside Tel Aviv. Like, this is no longer just a little homegrown terror network. It has gone international. That is very, very real. Let's finish out his silly little statement here.
Will not help us prevent from joining together to bring our voices and speak as one and call for an end to federal government unwanted, unneeded, and un-American deployment to the city that we all love. Thank you for coming here.
Fox McCloud says the troops don't stand a chance against bearded trans women. Hold the line. Hold the line, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, you're going to have to hold it pretty dang hard. Anti-Fact is a terrorist organization. Yeah, no, I mean, Antifa quite literally is a terror organization by definition and everything. You also have, numerous government officials taking to social media. Here we have Chuck Schumer stating that Portland is not war ravaged. U.S. troops are not political playthings and Trump is not king. Democrats will fight in Congress to stop him. they think that Portland is not war ravaged. Well, at what point do you call it war? At what point do you call firebombing federal buildings not peaceful? Like, when can we be honest about this? Bespoke says, grapes, they are hot. It solved a lot of these problems for Napoleon. I don't know about that one, man. High Desert Marine, best part is Antifa will hide behind the innocent. Correct. They're going to do that as well. I'm telling you, man, Portland is about to pop off this week. It's about to get stupid out there because these federal troops are coming. Senator Ron Wyden from Oregon, big pain in the butt, has been for a very long time, probably one of the men that's most responsible for ruining the state over time. Senator Ron Wyden says, taken just a few minutes ago outside of the ICE facility in Portland, what Trump claims is under siege. My message to Donald Trump is this: we don't need you here. Stay the hell out of our city. You know, it's funny that he says, as he shares this video, and we'll play it in its entirety here, that one, that the federal troops aren't needed there, and to stay the hell out of their city. Because again, he forgets that right here was federal property. And we can stop and we can take a look at this federal property right here in his video. And we can see how everything has been boarded up outside of it, and that there is lots of graffiti on the ground, burn marks on the ground, all sorts of crap all over the freaking ground, signs that very bad things have been happening in this area for a very long period of time. This is not how a federal building looks if everything inside of the city has been solved and is safe. Antifa comes out at night and they like to hide in the shadows and play games over there. Ryan Leone says, thank you for the 4 months of gifted memberships. I didn't realize I was a member this long. Keep up the good work. No, thank you, Ryan, for tuning in that much. Let's keep this sucker rolling here. And again, you can see the amount of boards that ended up happening get put out there and the amount of graffiti. You can even see like freaking like tire marks, rips on the ground, all sorts of crap. They're all outside of here. Over here, it looks like we've got like some burn freaking crap up over there on the side. Did I just see that right? Oh, those are just people going for a jog. I mean, this is what the ICE facility looks like during the daytime. Not too crazy. Lots of graffiti, lots of burn marks on the ground, lots of crap going down outside there. But this is what the ICE facility looks like during the daytime that he said was taken today. Oh, yeah. And let's just pause this right here. Blow that up there. Ice melts yellow. Get the hell out. Lots of graffiti on the fence around it. But yeah, perfectly normal, man. Nothing too crazy happened over here. Lots of graffiti all the way around. Look at that F ICE written on this thing. Definitely no signs whatsoever that this city is out of control and that this thing needs to get taken care of. None whatsoever. Nope. That's according to Ron Wyden. Well, that's what Ron Wyden says. Let's take a look at maybe some of the other issues that have been happening over inside of Oregon. This video ended up coming out at about 8 p.m. No, yeah, I think this was yesterday. So as you guys can see, that's kind of daytime, how everything just starts, right? It's not, let's see here. I'm not sure one of my mods ended up having to do that, but I'm just going to go ahead and put you on timeout for 24 hours because I don't want to deal with somebody that says the real Vladimir Putin in their time frame. But as you can see, things are not quite so calm over there. Let's take another look at Antifa and the different stuff that they're deciding to do. This came out, just a couple days ago? Yep, a couple days ago over, and again, I believe this video is actually coming out of Portland. Yep. He happened to be at one of the protests, so they decided to beat the crap out of him. Again, no violence taking place, very peaceful protests, according to everybody in the Oregon government.
Hey, bro, you're not leaving, bro.
Hey,
Perfectly in control of the city. No need for help. They've got this.
I'm trying to call me. Can I answer it? Answer with dudes, you gotta do it. You ain't leaving me. Don't go nowhere. So answer the fucking phone for your bitch. I'm trying to hurt no one down there.
What you mean you're not trying to hurt nobody, nigga?
You just shut the fuck up, nigga.
So peaceful. Nope. Definitely no need to have federal troops deployed down there. Looks like the Portland Police Bureau has everything perfectly under control. There's no violence whatsoever taking place. They just decided to surround a guy, kidnap him, kick his face in, all that other crap as all that went down. They actually got so bad down there last time. This was the scene when the feds showed up. Now, I want you to take a look at this shot right here, because again, for those of you who are just now joining us, Antifa called for a massive protest against Trump sending in the feds, and they scheduled it for tomorrow at 4 p.m. over inside of Portland. Now, I want you to take a look at these freaking nut jobs that are over there standing behind them. And I want you to watch some of these other videos of the different people that are in these videos, wearing gas masks, wearing helmets, wearing long sleeve clothing, dressed in black. I showed you guys some videos from down in, I believe it was Eugene, Oregon the other day. We are becoming Somalia. Nailed it. This is what happens when you let the radical left run off and be like left unchecked. This is happening a lot at an alarming rate. You want another video from Portland? Here's another video from Portland. Again, just a couple days ago. Yep, and of course the Palestinian flag's got to be being flown in there somewhere. 502 Outlaw says, let's all remember that Antifa and the communists are enemies of the United States. A time for the adults to deal with these problems. Dude, 100% agree with you. It is time for this stuff to stop. This is not okay. This is not peaceful protesting. This is not expressing grievance against your government in the proper way, which is constitutionally sound. This right here is a problem. Okay, so the goal is going to Definitely looks like Portland Police Bureau has got a great handle on that. Fox McCloud says, I've been drafted to Antifa's 12th Electric Scooter Brigade. See you in Valhalla. Yeah, no kidding, right? 13 Fox coming in, gifting out $5. Appreciate you, brother. This is almost a joke, I think, for them to stand up and state that that didn't happen. Ice Cube's tour bus being set on fire. If you guys didn't know, that's a thing.
Goddamn, I'm glad y'all set it off.
Yep. They confused Ice Cube's tour bus for a federal vehicle. And they freaking chucked a Molotov at it, burned his dang tour bus. Downtown Portland. This is how much control they have down there. And what's crazy to me is that they are busy screaming that they have complete and total control over their city, that federal troops are not needed, that everything is being taken care of. This is what they want you to believe. They want you to believe that everything's A-okay, that what you're seeing with your own eyes, that's not actually happening. Nope, possibly it couldn't be. Yeah, so now they want to bring up coming down and talking about Chicago, if you guys remember that right. You know, wanting to go off on Chicago because Chicago's had great success. Well, let's take a look and see how well Chicago's going at their ICE facilities.
He's trying to shoot me. Look at him. He's aiming at me.
Fuck!
Get the fuck off the property!
Quit your job!
Get the fuck out of the property! What you're doing is wrong!
Fuck you!
You're a fucking waste! Fucking die! You're a fucking waste!
Get out of here!
Chicago's ICE facilities and their policies are so flipping bad. Their facilities are literally under siege daily, to the point where you now have federal agents that are firing non-lethal munitions off their property and into the crowds over there. Relks says, in Portland, the skinheads against radical prejudice groups are the main muscle for Antifa. The members of the John Brown Club carry guns. Yeah, they've actually killed people out there on the streets. I remember this. I was covering it, and I remember watching it happen. There's a video of that actually going down, and they do carry guns. And somebody that asked, what's the over-under on whether or not that we're going to end up having shots fired or like people with guns out there? 100%. There's not a question about it. And so it's funny to me that you can have Gavin Newsom, you can have Ron Wyden, you can have all of these people out there trying to say, what does he mean by full force? That's exactly what he means. Because these people are armed, they're freaking psychotic, and they're using lethal force. Sky God says, have we tried negotiating with Antifa? No, I don't think we have. Maybe we should. Maybe we should negotiate with Antifa. Yeah, I mean, why not? We're negotiating with every other terrorist organization on the planet. 13 Fox says, do you think we should hire contractors, triple canopy, et cetera, to handle outside of this security violence? Hell no. No, I don't think we should be wasting any more federal money on that whatsoever. Absolutely not. Plus, what you're talking about doing is acting in a law enforcement capacity. And yes, we do have the ability to have our federal troops do that, number one. And number two, we also have federal agents that are capable of doing that. And they are the ones that should be employed doing it. We already have the mechanisms in place. And that is exactly what should be happening. Tom Bone says, good news, not going to lose my membership. Turns out Facebook link I used and tried. Oh, good God. We have so many that are rolling in right now. Good grief almighty. To buy a gift for my wife was a scam. Oh, well, stop doing that, man. Stop buying things off Facebook, dude. Volk 1410, when they said that they were anti-ICE, burning down Ice Cube's bus was not what they meant. Yeah, no kidding. Fox McCloud, son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men. Men. Men with makeup. Who's going to do it? You? That's not the quote from the movie, Fox. I almost went off reading that verbatim, like just off the top of my head. I almost looked away and started reading it like directly into the camera. And then I saw the word makeup like as I was reading ahead. And I was like, that's not what it actually says. 502, outlaw. The USA has to stop negotiating with terrorists. 100%. We need to get back to where we were before, to where we are not negotiating with terrorism. At no point in time should the United States of America ever negotiate with terrorists, nor should we be negotiating with domestic terrorists either. It's absolutely freaking insane. Let's take another look at Chicago. Let's see, because, you know, that's what the Oregon governor, I believe it was the Oregon governor, wanted to do. Oh, crap. Call sign Texas in the house, gifting out 50 Speak the Truth memberships. If we've got green names in the chat tonight, man, I don't even know what to say about that. Here's Portland, or I'm sorry, here's Chicago again. Jasmine Rose, find any bricks anywhere? Nah, not yet. Oh my God. Now I have to stop this ridiculous stuff because, again, this right here is footage out of Chicago. Because remember, the Portland authorities want to mirror what's taking place in Chicago because Chicago is going so good. Whose street? Their streets, apparently. T-Dub, so important that he actually came in and made this statement. He said, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, bottoms up. I live in Portland, and I thank the feds for coming in and trying to make Portland look good again. It's not even about making Portland look good again, man. How about just having Portland be safe again? Like, can Portland just be safe? Can it? Can it ever actually get back to being safe? Jimmy Bob, 137, came in, gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Thank you, sir. Joseph Florentino says Antifa is the most fascist organization in America. Yeah, no kidding. 100%. What do you do? Fascists shoot their political opponents? Do they attempt to silence them? Do they firebomb buildings? Right? Like, but for some reason, we just want to pretend like this is a thing. Let's go back to Chicago. This is what Portland says they need to mirror. This is what Oregon wants to mirror. They want to draft laws and legislation and everything else to try to mimic this great success where you have literally an ICE facility that's under siege. They think that nothing they're doing is wrong and that they have complete and total control over their city as their citizens are getting kicked upside the flipping head. Incog Faraday coming in and gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships as well. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, also came out. Broadview facilities to Chicago. Riders will not deter ICE from its law enforcement mission. All those assaulting or obstructing will be held accountable. Full stop. That came out today, just a couple hours ago. That's how bad it is. That's how bad this is. And again, we can go back and we can look and we can talk about all of the different things that people are saying. If I was to go over to Gavin Newsom's like X account right now and show you all of the different things that he's saying, it's unflipping believable. Even after having detainees get killed by some radical nut job with the word fascist written on it, Gavin Newsom's still coming out calling people fascists. I don't think they understand that this administration's done playing around and that everything's about to get cracked down on. Tom Bone says, it just goes to show how easy it is for evil to manipulate impressionable, delusional youth. Jude Chase, can they use beanbag rounds? Is it legal? Umbrella can't stop them. It depends on the distance they're firing from. But yeah, obviously, yeah, Jude, they can use beanbag rounds. And you're right, some of them will probably rip right through those dang umbrellas, depending on the distance. Anthony Austin, coming in with 5, says, Antifa uses Molotovs, feds use Molotovs. Dems are okay with it for Antifa. Why not feds? I'm not sure when I saw federal agents chucking Molotov cocktails. Not quite sure. I know me personally, I've used Molotovs in wartime in order to burn down enemy defensive positions because it's cheap. It's easier than carrying around a bunch of explosives. But I personally don't think that our federal agents are out there using Molotovs. If you can show me a video of feds using Molotovs, I would greatly appreciate it. Now, unless you're referring to January 6th and the 270 odd freaking federal agents that were over there that allegedly were sparking violence on that day. Yeah, maybe. Or Ammon coming in, becoming a true supporter. Good to have you. Always good to have brand new true supporters. Let's see what else we got up over here. Oh, yes. One last from Chicago. This is how well everything's going. And just so you guys are aware, on a daily basis, this is what ICE facilities are being subjected to around the country. And it's no wonder, absolutely no wonder that somebody decided to pick up a gun and just start shooting.
Do you see that?
You're a long way from home.
So it seems initially like everything is really, really peaceful until you get to this frame. And again, I just showed you guys riots right outside this very facility. And then you see this guy in riding gear and a motorcycle helmet, all strapped up, just waiting for it. He's got gloves on. He's got his face covered. He's giving some love to the agents inside that vehicle. Lord Boosted J coming in and gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships.
All right. Oh, Sergeant York, golly, dang, God, good to see you.
We're not afraid of G.I. Joe.
They're doing this intentionally.
Long way from home.
Yeah, we're not afraid of G.I. Joe.
We hold these troops to be self-evident.
Out of here.
Our creator is equal.
This is our street.
That's right.
This is our street.
Now we get a much better view of things that are going on. You have news cameras that are just propped up there waiting for it, feeling sorry for Donnie's suckers and losers. And they're literally blocking the dang road. They're blocking the street that goes into the ICE facility. And there is no law enforcement present there to fix this. Not a single member of local law enforcement is there enforcing the law outside of these facilities. That property is federal property. These people blocking the street are breaking freaking local laws, municipal laws, state laws, all sorts of stuff. And there is not a single local law enforcement agent taking care of it. Guy in the bicycle helmet is high speed load drag. Yeah, I would agree with that. Fox McCloud says, imagine being this gay. Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm assuming you're referring to bicycle helmet guy. Let's keep rolling.
Hey, fuck y'all and fuck Trump.
Excuse me,
sir.
You are criminals.
Excuse me.
You are criminals.
Sir.
And we know this is a decoy.
Excuse me, sir.
You're trying to send our head to have us respond to you.
Excuse me.
But fuck you and fuck Trump.
Fuck Excuse Trump. Me. Are you trying to get to the ICE facility? Yo, are you trying to get to ICE? Okay, do you know where you are right now? Okay, you came to a protest.
We don't take.
So this guy that pretends like he cares, that's over there talking to this guy, I want you to take a look at what he's got in his right hand. If you can't see it, it's a gas mask. It's a gas mask. So daytime, this guy is trying to be really nice and try to, you know, like pony up to the feds and be nice to him and everything else. And while telling him that, hey, this is a pro, blah, blah, whatever, man, with a gas mask in his hand. Just wanted to point that out.
Okay, you know,
we don't
protesting?
Take those threats lightly.
Go straight.
We don't find out what we would dream on y'all ass to in self-defense.
I got a message. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out. Get the fucking stay out. Fucker. That's right. Get out.
Fuck ICE!
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 Well, no reason to federalize our troops, apparently. Apparently, the cities and the states and everybody has all of this stuff under control. It's going to be a crap show over there, ladies and gentlemen. I promise you that. It's going to be a big poop show over inside Portland, and it's coming. It's coming, and it's coming in fast, just FYI. So just get ready, because it's going to get stupid. I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised if over the next week we actually see like lethal force being used inside Portland because of how violent these people are, how long they've got away with it. And that's going to spark a national uproar. I actually do see people like the governor in the good state of California, the politicians in Portland, and all of the radical left that's currently sitting inside Congress to try to take that and justify it, to take attention off of anything else and say that Donald Trump is now out there going after to kill US citizens. No. That is not what's happening. What's happening is you have people that have literally taken over streets, turned them into violent places, and the federal government is now stepping in to take care of the job. BW85, the video of the false imprisonment and ending with the kicking of the guy's head was from 2020. I remember that video specifically. A dude got arrested. Right. These are the things that are happening on the streets of Portland. There's not many people down there that are reporting it. Will Olette says, I fully support ICE. Yeah. And as a red-blooded American, you should. I support the enforcement of our laws, both state and federal. And if I don't like them, then I'm going to go and I'm going to ask our government to change it. If I want to buy an SBR, a short-barreled rifle, up until recently, I'd go and I'd have to pay the tax stamp. I wouldn't sit there and throw Molotovs at the frickin' ATF. I complain. I do everything else that everybody else does inside the United States of America. But what I don't do is I don't go out and start violent riots and freaking firebomb federal buildings. That was taking place just within the last year inside of Portland. And there has been violent protest outside of those ICE facilities a lot. And people have lost their lives over them. You guys see what's taking place inside of Chicago? Yeah, absolutely. It needs crushed. Troops are going to be sent in there as well. It's going to get taken care of. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. Colby McCurdy, unfortunately, we can't call Antifa the radical left anymore. They have mainstream Democrat ideology. I'd agree with that statement, Colby. I agree with you there. They're no longer the radical left. It's just kind of the mainstream ideology that goes across it. I actually was talking to somebody the other day that told me that Charlie Kirk was inciting violence, if you can believe that. Charlie Kirk inciting violence. Of all people, they claim that Charlie Kirk was inciting violence. I can't freaking believe it to save my life. But don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, ladies and gentlemen, because Antifa's got this under control. They're going to keep the feds out of Portland. We're going to see how well that one's going to turn out. Ladies and gentlemen, peace, love, happiness, and God bless. I'm out of here.
Has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.